We're going to go to Milford Sound. Well, not quite. Well, we're going to talk about Milford Sound and the Milford Track. For the first time since devastating floods hit Fiordland in February, trampers can now walk the Milford Track end to end. Aaron Fleming is the Dock Operations Manager for the Southern South Island. He joins us from Invercargill this morning. Good morning, Aaron.
Morena.
This is a big day because this track is incredibly important. It's taken a while. Talk us through the mammoth task of getting this back up to full operational track.
Well, from back in February when we had that significant rainfall event, to get the track open today, it has been a lot of work in terms of the planning that's had to go into repairing the track. But as you say, it is one of our most iconic tracks, not just in New Zealand, but around the world. So it is fantastic news today to have trampers back out there and able to walk the full length of that track.
And it's already booked out though, isn't it? So unfortunately for Kiwis wanting to get in this season.
Well, without international tourists, we didn't quite know how the bookings would go this year, but as soon as we put them out there a few months ago, they sold out by lunchtime. So it's almost like trying to get a concert ticket getting onto the Milford Track, and that's just blown us away. And it's New Zealanders getting out, exploring our backyard, and exploring Fiordland, which is such an important part of conservation in New Zealand. So great to see.
What will those who may have done it before notice that's different from the repairs?
They'll see some areas which have some new tracks in place. They will see a new bridge because one of our bridges got completely wiped out in that flood. So they will see some new things. But, you know, the grandeur landscapes and just the serenity of Fiordland will remain the same.
We've talked a bit about flooding lately, a lot, unfortunately. Obviously, a rainforest, it gets a lot of rain, but in terms of resilience from these big weather events, are you able to make it more resilient?
Well, that's part of our challenge, Corin, is, you know, when we do this work, we want to make sure that we're taking climate change in mind in our planning and ensuring that when we're looking at infrastructure and when we're preparing for the next weather event, that the work that we're doing today can outlast and sustain that. So, look, it's one of our challenges. It always will be a challenge.
Sure.
Certainly, it's a big part of our planning.
Aaron, thank you very much for that. Aaron Fleming there from DOC, talking about the Milford Track, which is reopened.